Hi, this is Greg with your Oklahoma Men's Clinic. If you struggle when you snuggle, don't delay. Call us today, 405-266-3000. That's 266-3000. Or schedule your free phone consultation on the web at okcmen.com. That's okcmen.com.
Rick and Brad Radio.
Showbiz News Time brought to you by Michener Farron Jewelers.
When you propose, she doesn't care whether the diamond is geological or created.
They're both 100% real.
With Michener's Freeborn, you give her a bigger diamond for your money.
Yesterday, Netflix released the trailer for Britney vs. Spears, which is a documentary that has been in the works for 18 months and is directed by Aaron Carr, who said that this is a 2.5 years long investigative process into the conservatorship. There has been an amazing amount of coverage, but that's a really long time to be focused on this. We wanted to be the definitive place to understand the beginning, middle, and hopefully what we will find out as the end of this saga. No one in the Spears family has anything to do with this Netflix documentary. We do know that Britney's ex, Adnan Galib, who I think was in that New York Times documentary that was released earlier this year.
Well, he was the one that was so much trouble that they had a hard time, like the family.
Well, there was Sam Lutfi, and then there
Sam
was
Lutfi
Adnan
Galib. Who I'm thinking of. And Sam Lutfi was the one that was the source for a lot of the stuff in the, Ronan Farrow piece.
There's no mention of Sam being in this. That's not to say that he won't be, but Adnan Galib was the paparazzi guy that she started dating. There's also an attorney, a medical professional, and then Felicia Coletta, her old assistant, who was her assistant for years.
Is she the one that was in the New York Times documentary?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So Netflix says that Britney vs. Spears tells the explosive story of Britney's life and her public and private search for freedom. They also said that there will be some kind of new confidential report that will be revealed in this documentary. Here is the trailer that Netflix released yesterday.
No one would talk.
I'm not going to acknowledge that I was ever brought in to evaluate Britney Spears.
Until they did. Someone very close to the conservatorship leaked me this confidential report.
Britney had to go into court a million times, all of these hours of criticizing her.
It's an epic fail of the legal system that this has gone on for so long.
How do you get out?
You don't get out. Until you scream.
I deserve to have the same rights as anybody does. It's been 13 years and it's enough.
So that is going to be released September 28th. Britney's next court date is scheduled for September 29th. So you're kind of right about there not being really an end to this yet.
I mean, I suppose
kind of interesting.
They can dig into like what the accusations against her dad have been and her frustration. And a lot of it is going to be rehashing stuff that we'd already seen, although they can go into the stuff that's gone on in court over the last year, but it doesn't seem like enough new material to me. You'd think that they would have continued putting it together until there was resolution in the court case and then dropped it immediately.
It's a good line, though. You don't get out until you scream.
Until you scream. They also are going to have some recorded audio, including a voicemail that Britney left for her attorney back in 2009 and some other things that we may not have heard yet. The director said that she had tried to get Britney to sit down. She said, I had always hoped and dreamed and prayed to the documentary gods. I tried to contact her repeatedly, but I had to sit with the understanding that it was unlikely to ever happen. She even sent Britney a letter and has reason to believe that she was able to read it, but she said that she's thinking that Britney's focusing on her new boyfriend or fiance now. So she was not happy with the New York Times documentary.
Why would she not be happy with that? That's the thing that sort of broke the dam on her, the public sentiment towards her.
I think she just experienced some trauma watching all of those old interview clips, and it was very emotional for her, according to sources. They said that it was traumatizing for her to rewatch some of those clips of herself, which I can understand.
I get that, but maybe don't watch it. I don't listen to myself on the radio.
Yeah. I don't think I think I would definitely not watch a documentary about myself. That would be uncomfortable. But you'd think that she would support all of this information being out there.
Well, it certainly made the general public more sympathetic towards her and swung the momentum of the case back into her favor. I don't think there's much argument about that.
Right. Saturday Night Live will kick off season 47 on October 2nd. And Owen Wilson is hosting and Casey Musgraves is performing. So that's not a bad lineup. I like Casey Musgraves. And Owen Wilson
is good. Did you read the Esquire piece on him? They did a story on him a month or so ago, maybe 2 months ago.
I think I did.
And I like Owen Wilson fine. I liked Wedding Crashers. I've liked several things. I mean, I love the Wes Anderson stuff that he's been in. But I didn't really know or think much about him. But they dug into like his, what was going on when he made the suicide attempt that I'd even forgotten about. And it made me really like the guy. Yeah. I came away from it thinking, you know what? He seems like a pretty good dude.
Yeah, I thought so too. On October 9th, we will have our first Kardashian host, Kim, will be hosting with musical guest Halsey. October 16th is Rami Malek and your boy Young Thug.
I like Rami Malek. He was great as Freddie Mercury. Mr. Robot was good. I don't know about him as a sketch comedy guy, but you know, maybe I'll be surprised.
Yeah, he may be good.
The fourth one I'm super excited about.
Yes, October 23rd, Jason Sudeikis and Brandi Carlile. So those are the only hosts that have been announced right now. Those are all of the hosts in October. And we weren't sure if Pete Davidson or Kate McKinnon would be returning or Cecily Strong. As of right now, they're still listed as part of the cast on NBC.com. So we will see. I don't know if negotiations are still ongoing. You would think not, as close as we are to this season. But there were a lot of people that were rumored to not be coming back for this season.
What are the
odds? Wasn't Aidy Bryant one of them too?
I mean, there was some talk about that, but I don't know that she was not at the top of the list. Cecily Strong, Kate McKinnon, Pete Davidson were the ones that were really being talked about. What are the odds that they take out What Up With That out of the mothballs and do it when Jason Sudeikis is on?
I think the odds are pretty good.
I hope that they do.
Yeah. I was also reading yesterday that Eddie Murphy has signed a 3-picture deal with Amazon following the success of Coming to America. So he's going to have 3 more films that will come out in 2021 and 2022. Actually, 2022. He's not going to have any more that come out this year, but next year, which is kind of surprising that he... I mean, he's just all the way back out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's fine. Good. Coming to America, not as good as the first one, but it was pretty good.
Yeah.
That Rudy Ray Moore movie that he did was really good. I think he did that one for Netflix. Hey, speaking of Rudy Ray Moore and blaxploitation, did you see that Melvin Van Peebles died?
Yeah.
Karn, you probably don't even know who Melvin Van Peebles is.
I don't even know who that is.
Mario. He was this super, super... big star, big name. Some say maybe the original big star in the blaxploitation movies and genre of the 70s. His son is Mario Van Peebles, who did quite a few things in the 90s. But yeah, he passed away. I think he was pretty old. He was in his 80s,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Wow, that's sad.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Bill Gates got grilled on the PBS NewsHour about his past association with Jeffrey Epstein. And here is what Bill had to say.
It was reported at that time that you had a number of meetings with Jeffrey Epstein, who, when you met him 10 years ago, he was convicted of soliciting prostitution from minors. What did you know about him?
You know, I had dinners with him. I regret doing that. He had relationships with people he said, you know, would give to global health, which is an interest I have. You know, those meetings were a mistake. They didn't result in what he purported, and I cut them off. You know, that goes back a long time ago now, you know, so there's nothing new on that.
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead, so, you know, in general, you always have to be careful.
Well, I mean, I didn't think that was as cantankerous as it made it seem like, that he did not appreciate being asked about it. He handled it pretty well.
Yeah.
He was a little shifty. But he
handled
it.
Listen, I don't know that that's 100% the truth, but it's not like he got mad about being asked about it, which was the impression I'd gotten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, clickbait, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know you guys have been worried about The View and, you know, Meghan McCain left and all these people leave every couple of years. I have some good news. Whoopi Goldberg just signed a new 4-year deal to remain on The View.
Yeah, we can.
Oh, thank God.
So you guys
rest
can rest easy now. I also saw this interview yesterday with Tom DeLonge from Blink-182. I guess I didn't realize that he and Mark Hoppus weren't getting along that great.
Well, he had gotten
recently.
Sideways with he's the one that's the UFO guy, right?
Yeah.
Tom DeLonge. And they had gotten, apparently he had sort of alienated himself from his bandmates. I didn't even realize it until I said it.
Came out great, though.
Over that. Like that there was some beef about him coming out and they thought he was just being this weirdo. And then he was sort of vindicated to some degree because there's been all this stuff that's come out about the government's alien watching program or looking out for program or whatever. But I didn't realize that it was a major deal, but I knew that there were some issues between the band.
So in a new interview, Mark said that Tom said that he reached out to Mark because he needed Mark to sign a piece of paper that had to do with his divorce. And he said, only because of that call did I learn that he had cancer. He told me on the phone and we weren't really talking that much at all. Maybe once every couple of months we would text here and there. But now we talk multiple times a day and we've been able to completely repair that friendship and really cut to the depth of who we are as people and what this is all about. So that's kind of cool that brought them together. That's a nice little story.
Ain't that sweet?
Isn't that sweet? Yes. I also saw yesterday that Blackstone Cherry did a cover of Tracy Chapman's Give Me One Reason.
Is that your
which
jam?
Is one of my, that's my jam.
Okay.
And they did pretty good.
I said, give me one reason to stay. And I'll turn right back around.
I don't know about the background.
Yeah.
The background singers, we could have done away with them. Great song, though. You have to agree.
No, it is a good, her version of it's great. I'm not exactly going to rush
to
download that.
You're not a huge fan of.
No.
Yeah, probably not. Last night on The Tonight Show, Steve Martin and Martin Short remembered Norm MacDonald.
I wanted to see if you wanted to say something about our friend Norm MacDonald, who passed away.
Oh, my
funny.
God.
And,
there was no one funnier. A brilliant Canadian, you know.
You know, in our show, we do a tribute to comedians. I'm serious about this. And we name different comedians like Bob Newhart and people. And we do a tribute to Norm MacDonald. And we use one of his lines. We say, and this is one of his lines. He said, there's only two categories of cliff diving, grand champion and stuff on a rock.
But I really think that in comedy particularly, the originals stand out the most, and they stay with us long after they're gone. And there was no one more original than Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
There was no one who did his style. There was no one who had his rhythms. He was remarkable and so kind and funny.
Yeah.
It had never occurred to me until recently, and I've seen and heard Steve Martin interview. I guess because they're promoting the show. I've seen him. He's been way more visible than I can recall him being. I never realized how much he sounds like David Letterman.
He did.
Every time I see him, I think that. Listen to the beginning of this interview and tell me this doesn't sound exactly like Letterman.
I wanted to see if you wanted to say something about our friend Norm MacDonald, who passed away.
Oh, my funny. God.
And, yeah.
There was no one funnier. Brilliant Canadian, you know.
You know, in our show, we do a tribute to comedians. I'm serious about
it. Doesn't that sound like Letterman?
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, sounds just like him. Okay, guys, that is it for Showbiz News today.
Thank you, Chronic.
Rick and Brad on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.